Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Cheers erupted in Tel Aviv as Hamas released three more Israeli hostages.
Dozens of armed Hamas militants wearing masks and military uniforms paraded three male Israeli hostages at a ceremony in Gaza before handing them over to the Red Cross. The men, ages 34, 52, and 56, looked thin and pale but were able to walk on their own power. Families and supporters watching in Israel cheered and embraced.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem reports around 180 Palestinians have been released from Israeli jails in exchange. One of the latest orders from President Trump came yesterday when he says he's revoking former President Biden's security clearance, and he's ending the daily intelligence briefings he's receiving. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi explains it's payback for Biden doing the same to him 4 years ago.
President Biden was actually the first president to bar a former president from receiving those intelligence briefings back in 2021, citing Trump's, quote, erratic behavior. Biden said he felt that Trump could not be trusted with some of the information received in that briefing.
Meanwhile, the president is heading to the Super Bowl tomorrow. Michael Hecht is the CEO of Greater New Orleans.
The Super Bowl has gone from being just a championship game to being almost like a domestic Davos. And so somehow it feels fitting and appropriate, and I can't say that we're surprised, and frankly, we're thrilled.
It is the first time a sitting president ever attended. A lot of coughing and sniffling and sneezing around you. Well, flu cases are on the rise.
For an increasing number of people,
having the flu feels like you have both strep and COVID at the same time.
That 12-year-old from Ardsley, New York, thinks she caught it at a gymnastics meet. The last time flu levels were this high was in 2009, and the CDC says the cases are still rising. Dr. Chris Bryant is with Norton Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky.
They're seeing extraordinarily high numbers of kids test positive for flu. It's worrisome.
There are flu cases now in every state, but the virus is most active in 43 states that hold 97% of the U.S. population. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A small commuter plane that crashed in western Alaska has been located, and authorities say all 10 people on board have died. Governor Mike Dunleavy says flying is an essential mode of transportation in Alaska.
In Alaska, we are the state that flies. We have more pilots per capita. This is how we do things.
It's the deadliest crash in the state in the last 25 years. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Additional accumulation of snow today, maybe another 4 or 5 inches. We'll see a high near 24 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a low around 1. For Sunday, sunshine with a high near 16. Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 18. It's 21 right now.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28 through 30 at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. February is expo season, and today we'll preview three upcoming expos, the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, and the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. All 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins us from his home in Wisconsin Rapids one last time before he heads back to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the Ice Fishing World Championship. Well, Jeff, are you ready to compete?
I am, Dan. I have been chomping at the bit all week. Every single night this week, there's been a conversation amongst anglers about what's been going on the lake. We've got a lot of guys from Michigan that are from the area, so they're watching all the other teams on the ice and trying to gather information about how well they're doing. In fact, Lithuania, I know, has streamed every day that they've been on the water. They've streamed all day. Now, that doesn't mean you can see everything that they're doing, but they have been on a live stream. And somebody wanted to entertain themselves for about 26 hours. They could watch the Lithuania live stream from the last week.
Okay. How many teams are competing?
So there'll be 10 teams or 10 countries on the water for the World Championship. The way the World Championship works is that there's 5 zones each day. So there's 5 zones in one part of the lake day one, 5 zones in another part of the lake day two. There's one member from each country in each zone each day. And you're drawn at random for what zone you're going to be in, and then what other anglers are in that zone as well. And the goal is to win your zone. You don't have to worry so much about what's happening in the zone next to you or anything like that. You just have to worry about your zone, because it's all based on points. Or if people look at the results, it'll say penalties. You want a golf score, so the lowest score wins. So the fewest amount of penalties is how we get judged. So if we take first place in a zone, we get one penalty.
Okay? Oh, okay.
And 2, 3, 4, and so on. So again, you want a golf score at the end of competition, not only individually. You know, if you took a 1 and a 1, most likely you're walking away with an individual gold medal.
Uh-huh.
Country-wise, there'll be 5. So the lowest you could have would be 5 points or 5 penalties in a day for a country. That's if all of your anglers took first place in the zones. And again, you're looking for the golf score. So lowest score wins the individual medals. Lowest score wins the team medals.
And the fish are weighed, are they? Or is it numbers? How does that work?
Yeah, so they're weighed. So it's total weight event. And this year's a little different. So we're typically when we go overseas, you just keep everything that you catch as long as it's a legal fish. You know, if we're fishing somewhere where a Zander wasn't legal, you'd have to throw that back. But most everywhere we fish, you can keep everything that comes up. So you keep everything. And then those fish are weighed. It's a total weight event within that zone. And then for this one, though, starting in 25, they really would like to promote catch and release, mostly because we are petitioning to be a part of the Olympics, and Olympics does not allow you to kill things.
Uh-huh. Okay, sure.
you won't find bunny hunting in the Olympics ever. You know, just won't ever happen. As much as fun as that would be. But so because we're petitioning it, and every other discipline does a catch and release format except for ice, we needed to find a way to change. So this year, we actually have designated bucket runners per country. So there'll be 2 bucket runners per country. They're actually going to give you a bucket at the beginning of the day. You put your 20 fish in, no more than 25. You want to hit about that 20 mark because you don't want to go over 25. There's a, you know, they've got a 25 panfish rule in Michigan, but they allowed a cull in Michigan. So if you don't hit 25, you can release those fish and keep fishing. So your bucket runners will hand you a new bucket as you've got your 20 fish in a bucket. They'll hand you a new one, take your 20 fish, go weigh them, and release them. At the end of the day, all those fish will be back in the water, and you will have your total weight throughout the event.
That is really something. That's great to know how well regulated that is, and it'll be interesting to see if you guys can pull that off with the new regulations? I'm sure you can, but it adds a wrinkle to it.
Yeah, we've practiced. We practiced last year and this year the same way with our national championships and our tryouts, and so we have a pretty good understanding of how to do it, what parts and pieces we need to make work. And so there'll be a scale at every single zone so that the same fish are weighed on the same scale. But, you know, because we're not weighing zone A and E together, they can be on separate scales as long as everybody from zone E is weighed on the same scale. That type of format. But it's new for everybody around the world. So we're actually going to take them out, take the rest of the countries out to a different lake and have a mock tournament on Tuesday and give them just the opportunity to experience, okay, what is it like for the bucket runners? What is, you know, how, you know, a lot of these countries don't have the limits like we do. So counting fish was something that some of the countries were really worried about because it's not something they typically ever keep track of, let alone in competition. So, yeah, so that's going to be an all-new experience for them, and I don't know that it's much of an advantage for us, but we did practice that way, and so, you know, and we have limits. We need to count all the time.
Sure.
So I think in some sense it'll be good practice for them to work at it, and of course if we're there we can, you know, walk them through what that's like too.
Yeah, and do you use a clicker in a case like that?
So we use a spotter in a case like this, Dan. So I'm not going to worry too much about counting. I will just in general. I was pretty good about it. I think I only had, one bucket that came real close to 25. I think I had 23 fish in it during tryouts. Otherwise, I was usually handing a bucket back in somewhere in that 17 to 20 range. Uh-huh. I didn't have a spotter. So in this case, in the world competition, I'll have a spotter actually counting fish for me. Every time he sees me putting a fish in, he's going to be counting it. And then he'll let me know, hey, you're coming up on 15. Hey, you got 17, you know, that type of thing. And go from there. And if we're off by one or two, we should be good as long as we stay well with under the 25.
All right. Well, you are going to be on the road on Super Bowl Sunday, and I will be too, but I've been doing some rabbit hunting, I think, before the big game and probably listen to it on the way home. So we will catch up with you after the event, probably, right?
Yeah, probably. It's going to be a busy week, and I don't know that I'll have a chance to jump on here, Dan, but I'll be happy to talk about it the following week. Cut some time in the show for me, all right? Leave a little space. We'll talk about it. I'm sure I'll have all kinds of things to talk about.
We will give you all the time you need for that. Hey, did you get a shipment of samples from Clemone? It's no milk spelled backwards.
I did, Dan. I was trying to figure out. I get a little notification from UPS when something is addressed to ship to my house. And I got this notification. I was like, what is this stuff coming? You know, it looks like it's frozen or something. I was like, I didn't order anything. I asked Eileen. She didn't order anything. I think I had it at my porch before you had even sent a message to me saying, hey, expect a package. So, these non-dairy ice creams. And I've only tried one item. There was one item in there. It was an ice cream sandwich that was horchata flavored ice cream, and that horchata is a rice drink, Hispanic rice drink. Love horchata. It's one of my favorite things. Huh. Packed with sugar though, so I got to be real careful with it. But but that was the first thing I ate. I ate it the night I got it. Honestly, Dan, when it says no milk, you could have fooled me, and I'm not pulling anybody's leg about that. It was awesome. I'm sure I didn't even bother to look at the sugar content. But I'm sure that was, you know, a little high, but it was delicious. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, great. I want to hear what your kids think about it. And on the box, it says no milk, no difference. So, they fooled you, as you say, or they could have fooled you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Unfortunately for me, though, my doctor has me on a diet that won't let me take sugar right now. I'm hoping that'll change because I'm a big fan of ice cream myself. So I am going to take it to all the samples that I got. I'm going to take it to the Country Visions Co-op Outdoorsman Expo in Manitowoc this weekend and keep it cold if I can and let people try it. So we will report more on that coming up in the future. And in, boy, we got to move right on here. Coming up today, Mike Vezeret previews next weekend's Milwaukee Muskie Expo at the Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Dan Durbin gives us a snapshot of the Wisconsin Fishing Expo coming to the Alliant Energy Center in Madison later this month. And Brandon Senske offers a sneak peek at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo at Kalahari Resort in the Dells. That's on the docket for the end of March. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Had enough of winter? Got muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo February 14 through 16 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MuskieExpo.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is coming up March 28th through 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. For details and advanced ticket sales, go to OpenSeasonSportsmensExpo.com. And joining us for a preview of the Expo is Expo Sales Director Brandon Senske. Brandon, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us again.
Dan, thanks again for having us. We're looking forward to another great year.
Well, how is Wisconsin shaping up? Now, you've got an Expo in Ohio before Wisconsin, but then comes Wisconsin, and for us, that's the big deal.
It is a big deal, and this year it's the biggest it's ever been. We've actually have more exhibitors than we've ever had. We have three halls, over 300 exhibitors, and we can't wait to hit it off.
Yeah, and it is a big show, and you and I were talking before we started recording. I've been involved with this show and its predecessors really from the beginning, and I've seen it grow, and it's, as you say, it is big. It is the hunting focus for people who are eager to start thinking about hunting. So what are the features for folks who have not been there?
Really, the biggest feature is going to be our exhibitors. If you're coming to gear up for next season, whether it's getting tree stands, a new knife, camouflage, trail cameras, you need gear to do some landscaping and land management on your property, it's going to have everything there to supply yourself for the next year.
Yes, and there is quite a variety of exhibitors, including clothing, both for men and women. You've had several clothing exhibitors there and some new ones that I met, I think, last time I was there last year.
That's correct. Yeah, we have specific lines there for female camouflage, as well as your main brands for male camouflage. But yeah, there's basically a little bit of everything at that expo. As long as it involves hunting or fishing, we have you covered.
And one of the big features has always been the Trophy Deer Contest. Who runs that and how does that work?
We have the Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club there measuring deer all weekend, and they have a sponsor with Whitetails Unlimited as well. But basically, anybody that wants to bring a deer in throughout the weekend and you want to get your deer scored, bring it in. And if you want to enter it into our contest, we'll get the deer scored. We'll hang it on display all weekend. You'll get a weekend pass into the show, and you'll be entered in for a random draw to win a 2024 Matthews List bow. Offered by Whitetails Unlimited and the Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club.
Well, that's fantastic. That's a great prize. So any deer killed in Wisconsin can be entered?
Any deer at all. As long as you want to put it on display for the weekend, it doesn't have to be the biggest deer in the woods. You will have a chance to win that bow.
And, of course, the Buck and Bear Club measure other trophies as well, right?
That's true. Yeah, you can bring in really anything that's scoreable. They specialize in whitetail and bear, but mule deer, elk, if you want to bring it in and get it officially scored, they can take care of you.
All right. There are often families that come to these events, and sometimes the kids are just dragged along because the parents want to save on daycare or whatever, you know, babysitters. Have you got anything special for kids?
Yeah, most importantly, kids 12 and under are free. So bring the kids along, get them into the outdoors, have them check out the show. They'll have a great time. We do have the always famous Byron Ferguson doing his archery trick shooting, which is always a really good attraction for kids. We have a kids archery range where they can come and practice shooting a bow and arrow, and that will be put on by the Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association. And this year, for the first time, we are bringing in Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel. So he'll be going on all weekend, water skiing in a pool. And I think the kids will really like that. And now I have to stop using the phrase, if a squirrel can do it, so can I.
yeah, I never heard that before. But so you're not a water skier, eh?
I'm not. So that squirrel is the one up on that one.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that. I think I tried it once and thought my arms were going to get jerked out of their sockets, and that was many, many years ago. I do a lot of water time, but not on skis. Well, and then you've got seminars and some speakers who are pretty well known.
Yeah, we have seminar lineup all weekend, three different rooms, every hour on the hour. You can basically learn anything about deer hunting, turkey hunting, and land management that you would want to know. A really interesting one I'm looking forward to is Nick Pinzotto. He's the president of the National Deer Association, and he'll be giving us all his knowledge on his 40 years of deer experience. And we have Zach Haas. He does creek bottom land management. He's teaching everyone how to use water to your advantage on your property, which not everyone may know exactly how to use water to your advantage with deer, but plenty of others. We have Spy Point Pro staff teaching us how to use cameras to the best of our ability. Kyle Weeder from Adrenaline TV, he'll be talking about how to bag the whitetail of your dreams. And then obviously Twiggy and Byron Ferguson will be there also.
Yeah, I know some of those names. In fact, we had Zach on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV show a number of years ago. He's really knowledgeable in land management. And you're right about water. A lot of people forget about water, maybe because it seems to be everywhere, but it isn't. And he can help you keep it on your property. That's great. Well, what are the show hours?
So we start Friday the 28th at 2 o'clock and go till 7 p.m. Then Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday the 30th, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Okay, and tickets are available online. Is there a break for buying them early?
There is. It's $10 on sale. It does go up at the door, so you can get them on sale for $10 from now until Thursday before the show.
Okay. Any last words for people who might be on the bubble thinking, well, I don't know if I want to do that. Why should they come to the Open Season Sportsman's Expo?
Especially if you haven't been there since it was in Madison, the Kalahari is just a fantastic venue. Again, there's three halls of exhibits to see. It's free parking. Come on out. Enjoy the weekend. It's something to do. And bring out the kids as well.
Yeah, and you're in the Dells, which is always a plus, and free parking. I mean, we all know the value of that if we've spent time at the Alliance Center in Madison, which many of us have. Well, Brandon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, thanks so much for giving us a preview. We will be talking with other folks about the expo in the weeks to come, some seminar speakers, and looking forward to this year's expo. I will be there myself, and it's always a great show. So thanks so much.
Dan, I appreciate it again. We look forward to seeing you.
All right. Well, folks, that was Brandon Senske. He is sales director for the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. Again, it's coming to Kalahari Resort in the Dells, March 28th through the 30th, and you can get tickets in advance and learn more at OpenSeasonSportsmen'sExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at DanSmallOutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Wisconsin Fishing Expo returns to the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, February 21 through 23. You can find out all about it online at wifishingexpo.com. And joining me now is Wisconsin Fishing Expo co-producer Dan Durbin. Dan, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me again. Our yearly call here.
Yes. Well, we do two a year now because you've got that Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo in December. How was the most recent one? I know the first one you had just, you kind of blew the walls off the place, so you moved it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We outgrew that thing the first year, so we headed a couple miles to the EAA grounds, and it was just a huge success. We did have a higher attendance, and it was just a more pleasurable experience for everybody because the facility was twice as big and the staff of EAA, I mean, they know how to pump people in, and the wait time for people to get into the venue went down to an average of 6 minutes or less, which was just an absolute win. And people loved it, and we almost doubled the space, and every big vendor who missed it the year before, they were upset and they were here this year. So it was great.
And you're going to be there for the foreseeable future, eh?
Yep, for sure. We did sign a 3-year lease, so we're going to be there. And there's some pretty cool things we'll be announcing as it gets a bit closer. So, yeah, we're excited.
Well, we will be on top of that, I'm sure. But meanwhile, you've got the regular expo, your big baby, the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, February 21st through the 23rd. And that is at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. What can you tell us about the features of that show?
Well, more of everything that people have come to expect, and then even more. You know, we probably have our highest booth total yet, over 375 vendors with that, and probably 80 different boats and 12 different dealers competing for the business. And interest rates have come down a little bit from last year. So if you are looking to buy a boat, there's ton of them in stock. Almost every major brand is going to be there, and there's some pretty nice rebates going right now as well.
Yeah, for sure. I know about the rebates, and you and I both work with Crestliner, and they've been rebating for most of the fall, most of the off season, I think, fall and winter.
Oh, there's rebates right now that are probably better than my pro staff deal. So we'll see. But yeah, there'll be some happy people if they show up looking for a new rig.
Okay, so looking for a new boat is a good reason to go, but what else can people do there?
I mean, it's just a huge family event. You know, for the kids, we've got our fish bingo again, where they can go around and at different fishing holes, and they get a nice prize package from Acme Lures at the end with some candy and treats and stuff like that on lures. And of course, the trout pond with our tagged trout. So if you do catch a tagged one, you get a prize with that as well. And, you know, the face painting and kids fishing contest, casting contest, the minnow races. So for kids, it's everything. You know, just you could spend a whole day and And our speaker lineup is our biggest one we've ever had. We've got 22 different speakers giving 25 or 26 different seminars. Some of them are speaking multiple days. Anything that swims in fresh water, for the most part, you know, musky, walleye, bass, panfish, salmon, fly fishing, you can go just about any day. We've set it up so no matter what day you come, there'll be every type of species, whether you're musky or whatever, there's going to be something for you each day.
Fantastic. Well, tell us who some of the speakers are.
So we're having Ish Monroe back. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been here in a couple of years. As you know, we try to space it out so we don't have too many, you know, we don't have repeats. We want to keep it fresh. So Ish will be there. He's actually doing two seminars. And if you go to the first one, we're going to get you a ticket. You come back the next day and see Ish. I was going to be giving away a very nice bass combo if you show up to both. And we're doing that with Tom Hine as well. Tom's like the hottest thing going right now for forward-facing sonar technology. And he's going to do a part A and part B. So you do got to come both days if you want to get the full meal deal with him. But Dai will, again, be giving a rod and reel combo there. And then, you know, Kami Kimos, Brian Post is another big local guy from the Janesville area who fishes a lot of the Bassmaster Open stuff. So that's kind of cool. Steve Herbick, we haven't had Herbie back in a while. And Luke Ronstrand for Muskies. And, of course, Larry Smith packs him in. And we got a couple younger guys. Matthew Crawford is, I don't know, he's like a 17-year-old, and he's going to lacrosse, and but he's just an absolute social media influencer type guy. So we're trying to get some of that younger crowd in there. We've got a kid coming in from, he fishes Stevens Point. He's on their bass team. We're just trying to tap into a little bit younger people deal and hopefully get that younger demographic coming.
Yeah, that's really good. Who are your attendees typically, or is it all over the map?
I would say it's all over the map because we are so family focused. Kids 12 and under always get in free. We let all the WIFA, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association, their teams, they've got like 130 fishing teams, and we let them in for free. You do have a lot of younger people, but I'd say it's just family focused. Male, female, yeah, more male, but it's changing. I mean, we had a lot of females coming and not just tagging along with their husband. They're coming to learn and, you know, have Barb, Carrie, and Ricky given a nice multi-species seminar as well. And so, yeah, it's kind of across the board. And, you know, some people have been going there. I mean, this is going to be the 40th year of the show. You know, I know it's changed names since the old guard had at the old Madison Fishing Expo, but 40 years. And I guarantee you there's some that have been almost every one.
I believe that. Yeah, I was there when they did the first one. It was in a high school somewhere on the east side of Madison.
Yeah.
Goodness, and it has grown since then, and it continues to grow. Do you see fishing expanding still? There was a boom during COVID because people were off and they wanted to get out in the fresh air. Do you see that continuing?
You know, that's a good question. I could speculate that, you know, when you have more bodies doing it and more people talking about it, it's going to continue and grow. I don't think the pace that it did during COVID when, I mean, everybody was buying a boat and everybody was fishing. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you our attendance keeps growing. So that's a good thing. You know, every year we think, well, man, we maxed out at 20,000. Well, this year we maxed out at 22 and then 23. So if attendance is based on, it says anything about it, yeah, it's still growing, especially in that area. I mean, you know, Madison, the whole chain and southeastern Wisconsin, it's just, there's some really good fishing to be had.
Yeah, I mean, you can't walk too far in the Madison area without falling into water, you know. That's
true.
That's the way the city was built. Dan, what are the hours?
So it's Friday 1 to 8, Saturday 9 to 7, and Sunday 9 to 4. One thing I want to make note of in terms of parking, we have two ways to park. You can go on our website at wifishingexpo.com. There's kind of a secret way in that you can save some time on the lines. But parking this year for the first time ever is cashless. So make sure people know, bring your cards because cash is not going to get you in. I think there's some sort of plan that if somebody just does have cash, there might be a way to get them in. But it's much more streamlined. Bring the card to get in. And that's Dane County. We don't charge for parking. That's not.
Right. Yeah, I want to make that clear. It's not an add-on that you benefit from. That's a county-run facility, and they charge and they get them. I don't know what they do with it. Maybe they keep the roads open or something.
Could be. Hopefully, I wish they used it to stock more lakes, but I don't think that's probably for road salt or something.
Yeah, road salt. And there have been expos when they used it to plow snow because you and I have been there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anything else you want listeners who've never been to the Fishing Expo to know?
I would just say that you don't have to be an expert. We pride ourselves on making these seminars and the products very 101. If that's what you want to be, if you've never fished a day in your life, everybody's welcome. And I mean, a lot of times the vendors, they're the owners. They're the people that design the product. They're going to coach you up on what to use and what to throw and where to throw it. Don't be bashful. It's a very welcoming group, and that's the way we want it to stay.
It certainly is, and I hope you have another great show this year, and I thank you for spending some time with us. We're going to try to talk with one of your seminar speakers. You thought maybe Larry Smith would be available for next week?
Yeah, he should be available. He can talk, so you may be ready to go overboard on a second segment if he gets going. He's hard to stop.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. Well, Dan, thanks so much. Have a great show, and we will keep in touch.
All right. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Dan Durbin is the co-owner, co-producer of the Wisconsin Fishing Expo. It's coming to Madison, the Alliant Energy Center, February 21st through the 23rd. You can get tickets ahead of time at wifishingexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 20th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Let's fish. Explore over 350 booths, over 20 seminars, and a dozen boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo February 21st through the 23rd at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, bow fishing, kids' bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Acme, and Mag's Rods.
Had enough of winter? Got muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo February 14 through 16 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MuskieExpo.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Three more Israeli hostages have been freed by Hamas, the release sparking cheers in Tel Aviv. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The men, ages 34, 52, and 56, looked thin and pale, but were able to walk on their own power.
In return, 183 Palestinian prisoners are being released by Israel. President Trump is revoking former President Biden's security clearance and ending the daily intelligence briefings he's receiving. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi on the reason.
He said the reason why he's doing this is because it was done to him.
Flu cases are on the rise in every state right now.
The last time flu levels were this high was in 2009, and the CDC says the cases are still rising.
It's Jennifer Kuiper who tells us while the flu season has peaked twice this year, this winter's COVID surge has been mild. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
a strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Additional accumulation of snow today, maybe another 4 or 5 inches. We'll see a high near 24 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a low around 1. For Sunday, sunshine with a high near 16. Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 18.
It's 21 right now.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo is set for next weekend, February 14 through 16, at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Details online at muskieexpo.com, and muskie is spelled with an I-E, muskieexpo.com. Joining me now is Muskie Expo producer Mike Veseret. Mike, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dan.
Hey, it's always fun to talk to you at your busiest time of year, a week before your big Milwaukee Expo, and I ask you this every year, are you ready?
Yep, everything's done. Actually, the hardest part of the show is already done. All I have to do is just put the show on, but all the planning's done, all the ribbons are ordered, all the dresses are tailored. We're all ready to put on a show.
And that's something that the showgoer who walks in the door on day one or day three, for that matter, has no idea how much effort goes into one of these shows. And, you know, we're not going to bore people with all that detail, but you've been working on this for months, haven't you?
Absolutely. We pretty much start right after we're done with the show from last year. We start to take a look at some of the input from some of the people that actually walk through the door. We usually do send out some surveys and ask who they'd like to see. And we're always kind of surprised by some of the names. And we're always happy when we can track down some of those vendors and bring them to the show. We're always excited to bring some new people into these shows every year.
And that's good because, let's face it, musky baits are not inexpensive anymore. Not that they ever were, I guess. And people need to have a reason to come to an expo. If they think they've got all the baits or they've heard everything, well, that's not true if you've got new vendors and you got new speakers. So who are some of the new vendors?
Well, some of the older coming back and some of the guys that we haven't seen in this part of the country are here too. We've got classics like Bobby Bates back in the show this year.
Cool.
Even a guy that hasn't been this far north is Red October. They've got their tubes that are just phenomenal sellers. He's agreed to come into the show this year, so he's got a nice big booth space, and excited to have him here. We've got a few other new small guy bait manufacturers out there that has some really exciting, nice products. They're always incredible to see the quality of their workmanship, and it's just fun to see.
Yeah, you mentioned Bobby Bates, and I don't know if you remember Bobby Venter, the fellow who invented the Bobby Bait. I actually fished with him once on North Twin Lake, and I'll save that story for another time, but you've got some you've got some folks who've been around a while coming to this show.
Yeah, well, we do. Obviously, this is second generation Bobby Bates. His name is Greg that owns the bait manufacturing company now, but
sure.
Great guy, and even he's not that young.
None of us are anymore. You've got some good speakers there, too. You've always got good speakers. Who's coming this year?
Well, you know, we've got some highlights. Obviously, Jeff Van Remortel's got his own speaking tour out there, does a great job. Josh Borofsky, just a very technical, all-around great fisherman. He puts out a product called the Muskie Insider. We've got some Green Bay fishing guys, Kevin Pischke, and if you want to fish down in Iowa Wave, we've got a great guy by the name of Andrew Shearer there, and of course, Steve Jensen's. He spoke with us a few times, great speaker. Friday's lineup, Gus Manley, John Betty. If you want some real good technical stuff, that's a great day to show up for that stuff, too.
Okay. And this is a three-day show, and you have a ticket, don't you, that will get you into all 3 days?
Yeah. Both of our tickets are a 1 or a 3-day pass. We do give a break on the 3-day ticket. $25 gets you in for the whole show, or $15 for a 1-day ticket.
Okay. And what else have you got going on? I know you've got door prizes, including a pretty big one.
Yeah, we've got a great trip given away this year. Tony Grant from Cave Run. It's a 7-day fishing package for two, 1-day complete guided trip. We'll be drawing that probably about 1 o'clock on Sunday of the show. You don't need to be present to win. Just enter and we draw it, and hopefully you'll be the lucky winner and you can have a great trip.
7 days, Cave Run in Kentucky for two people. Man, that's worth several thousand dollars easily.
Well, the big thing is, you know, Kentucky, if, you know, you win this trip in February, hopefully Tony's got room for you in March, because you can't really fish around here till late May, June.
Yeah.
Depending on what part of the state you're in.
I have never fished Cave Run. I did fish another lake in Kentucky 1 year when I had a conference down that way. And they've got some good musky lakes, just a few of them, but they're really good lakes for sure.
Yeah. Some of the pictures coming out of that Cave Run area is just incredible. So, no, it'd be a great trip for you and a cohort to go enjoy.
And that's just a drawing. That's a door prize, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely a door prize. We've got all just a smattering of other stuff that's given away also, but small compared to that grand prize.
Yeah, for sure. Any other surprises this year that we haven't seen or you're bringing back after a while?
You know, it's really not much different than last year, other than, like I said, we've got just a little bit different mix of vendors. It's a full show of vendors. So I think you'll find it. If you need it, you'll find it, whether it's bait, rods, reels, tackle. We do have one of the guys that's got this new net guy out. It's quite adaptive that you will be able to attach to a cleat on a boat and hopefully not lose your net like many people do. He sold a ton of those. We were just done with the Chicago show, and it was amazing to watch how many of these nets walked out the door. So obviously it's definitely something, if you don't have a good net, it's definitely something you want to put in your tool chest.
Yeah, and losing a net is no fun. I had a net bag come off the handle when we were trying to net a muskie up on Lake of the Woods 3 or 4 years ago. and casting with heavy jigs, we actually caught it because we knew, you know, which corner of this little
bay. Right, where it was.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it, you know, it was, we had our fingers crossed the whole time. Well, cool. So your regular customer is a hardcore musky nut. Do you have many people who are kind of exploring or testing the water? Maybe I want to get into musky fishing.
We definitely have a younger age group coming in that is just getting started in the sport. And that's part of what some of the seminars are about. But also the big part of this too is, you know, if you wanted to throw a certain lure or you're fishing a certain body of water, you're not quite sure what you should be throwing. You're not coming in and just talking to an employee. 99% of the time, you're actually talking to the owner, manufacturer of these baits and products.
Yep, that's been the case when I've been there. Well, Mike, tell me the show hours.
We start early on Friday at 1 o'clock, but we do end early at 7. Of course, it's Valentine's Day on the Friday show, so we figured if you did have a girlfriend or a wife and you wanted to keep them, you may want to make sure you got room for them.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we start off right away, 9 a.m. in the morning, and we conclude that day at 5. And then Sunday, we go from 9 until 2.
Okay. Is there any food at the expo?
Andy's Barbecue will be serving some great lineup of different barbecue-type items, hamburgers and hot dogs as well. And, of course, it's a reasonably priced venue with $6 domestic beers and, of course, free parking.
Yes, free parking. That's always a big thing at expos. All right. Well, Mike, thanks so much for all that information. I hope you get a little rest before the expo because I know you're busy. I've seen you at those shows, and you are there, boots on the ground the whole time. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a great show.
Thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate you.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Mike Vezeret. He is the producer of the Milwaukee Muskie Expo coming to Washington County Fair Park next weekend, February 14th. That's Friday through Sunday, the 16th. And you can find out more and get advanced tickets online at muskieexpo.com. Later in the show, we'll tell you how you might win two tickets to the expo. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy, the Water Skiing's bro, perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the expo.
Let's fish. Explore over 350 booths, over 20 seminars, and a dozen boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo February 21st through the 23rd at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, bow fishing, kids' bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Acme, and Mag's Rods.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome
back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They've got a huge heated showroom stocked with boats and pontoons ready to sell. Check them out. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV specials from the last several years are on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this show's online all the time. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, and you can download it there. You can go to outdoornews.com/podcasts and download it there as well. Dan's on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. I'm at Hardwater Jeff.
There are lots of events, outdoor skills programs, and other events coming up that we don't have time to talk about. But if you go to the DNR website events page, you'll see a list. I will mention one in Florence, Wisconsin, on Tuesday the 18th. The staff there will present a program on the Spread Eagle Barrens. It's an interesting state natural area. So you can find that on the DNR website hearings and meetings calendar. Spread Eagle Barrens. And in September, I'm going to Ballard's Black Island. We've got room for you. If you want to go to Ballard's, go to blackisland.com and pull down the trips tab. You'll find all the information you need there. And if you're in the area of Country Visions Co-op, Manitowoc area, today, for most listeners, that's today, Saturday morning. I'll be there from 9 to 2 with seminars on musky fly fishing and hunting with air guns and free samples of Climon, or Climon, I guess is the way they say it, no milk ice cream. And the sturgeon season's open this weekend on Winnebago. But, Jeff, you had something you wanted to say about the Michigan sturgeon season?
Yeah, the Michigan sturgeon season happens in northern, not upper Michigan, just northern mainland Michigan. It lasted 17 minutes. It's a five-fish quota, lasted 17 minutes. Fastest they've ever had to shut the event down. So pretty crazy. I wouldn't even know how to close it that quickly. I suppose you'd have a bullhorn on one lake, because it's not like upper lakes like we have where they'd have to get a hold of everybody. But pretty crazy. 17 minutes, absolutely. Five fish.
Yeah, and I wonder how many people it took to get five fish.
Yeah, I'm gonna look into it a little bit further. We can talk about it another time.
Cool. All right. Well, good luck at the World Championship, and we'll talk to you after you're back, hopefully with a gold medal.
I know. I hope so, man. It'd be great. It'd be great.
Okay. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Come on down to the Expo in Manitowoc. Get outside this weekend. Be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hamas has released three more Israeli hostages. Crowds gathered in Tel Aviv to celebrate. CBS's Robert Berger with details.
Three male Israeli hostages were released by Hamas after 491 days in captivity in Gaza. The deal went through despite Arab anger over President Trump's proposal to transfer the Palestinian population out of Gaza. It's the fifth hostage release since the ceasefire began 3 weeks ago. 21 hostages have been released so far.
And the BBC's Sebastian Usher tells us in return 183 Palestinian prisoners are being released by Israel.
Almost every Palestinian will have a member of their family, a friend, an acquaintance, someone they know who has been